Lord. The Lord bless. Each and every one this evening. And give everyone a very warm welcome in their service tonight in the name of the Lord. And I just want to try and bring something to encourage you tonight from the Psalms. And I was in the upper room early this morning getting ready. You know, I was going at the start of the week, start going to the gym real early in the morning because I'm working through the day, and someone said to me, go to the upper room early in the morning, not the gym. So that's what I've done. I went to the upper room instead of the gym because bodily exercise profits little. And it's great, you know, to spend time with the Lord first thing in the morning. I want to read you from Psalms 23 tonight, and you know, I was thinking this evening, you know, some years ago, and one of the trips I was on, there's a few people and they turned it really against me in a bad way. And my dad prophesied over me. And the prophecy said, I'll set him in safety from them that puff at him. And you know, sometimes God can give you a word and that word's good. Again, in another occasion. Amen. And then reading this psalm tonight, Psalm 23, praise God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I'll tell you, that's a word from the Lord for me tonight. Praise God. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want to share with you tonight a wee message I got during the lockdown time. And I've called it, I shall not want. And I believe God wants to bless people in this meeting. God wants to do you good. No matter what your flesh says or the devil says, God wants to do you good. And I want you to listen tonight. I have a lot of scriptures. We're going to pray first. Then we're going to see the word of God. Praise God. Let's come and pray tonight. We're going to remember also our brother John tonight in prayer. And any others that's not feeling well tonight, that God will touch them. Praise God. Well, every head's bowed. Lift your hand up if you have a need tonight in this service. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we bow before you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we haven't come to talk about ourselves or talk about some great man. But we've come to talk about the greatest man of all Bible men, the man Christ Jesus. We exalt your name right at the start of this service. We give you the preeminence, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. And we say, thou alone art worthy to receive all glory, honor, and praise. For thou hast took the book and loosed the seals thereof. No one was found worthy, only the Lamb of God. We bless you this evening for the pit you lifted us from. We thank you that we which were filthy and black as pitch, you've washed us. And you've made us whiter than the very driven snow. Purge us tonight afresh. Wash us in your blood again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sanctify us and fill us with the Holy Ghost, we pray. Oh God, visit us in this very room tonight. I come against every voice of the devil, every demon and every power of hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every work of Satan. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we pray for Brother John tonight. From the crown of his head to the very soles of his feet. Let the power of God go over him and go through him and in him. Heal him and touch him. In Jesus' mighty name. For every hand raised in this room, you know every need. We pray for the healing power of God. We pray for the miracle power of God. For the prosperity power of God. For Lord, you own the cattle on a thousand hills. Bless your people. Give us, Lord, that heart to receive from you tonight. Lord, all I can do is present the word, but it's you that confirms it. And I'm asking you that you will stamp with your own divine approval on your own word this evening in Jesus' precious name. I take the Holy Spirit to help me. And I thank you, Lord, you do undertake for me. And I bless you tonight, Lord Jesus. Bless all the widows. Give them strength and give them grace. We think especially of our sister Jenny tonight. Touch her, Lord. Give her strength. Give her grace. Touch your sister Eiling as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, meet their needs, Lord. Oh God, prosper them and bless them and do them good. In Jesus' precious name, do it for everyone in this room, we pray. Lord, save our children, every one of them, every son, every daughter. We plead your blood over them. Lord, we know you have no grandchildren. We can't live it for them, but we plead your blood on them. We claim them in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll save each and every one of them. Have your way, we pray. Bless we Laurie tonight as well. Give him your grace and your strength. And any others that couldn't be here tonight, bless them and touch them, Lord. Bless the nurses and the doctors and all our brothers and sisters. And bless your own people, Israel, in Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, help us with your word, for it's your word that will not return void. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Praise God. In the beginning, you know, when God in the very beginning said it and it was so, that was it. There was no thinking about it or hesitation about it. God said it and that was it. So every word of God he spoke, God done it. Whatever God says, he done it. Every promise he ever made come to pass. So in anything, God never changes his mind about his word. It remains the same. So whatever God says remains good. The Lord is my shepherd. Here it says, I shall not want. That's the word of God. I want you to take this word of God tonight. What an amazing God-inspired revelation. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want nor lack any good thing. For he promised that no good thing will I withhold from them that walk uprightly before me. Psalms 84, verse 11. When we walk right before God, God will bless us. You're going to have the hills, you'll have the valleys, and you'll have the mountains. It's not all smooth sailing. But I'll tell you, the Lord will never forsake you. Amen. If health is a good thing, it's your inheritance, and it is a good thing. If love, joy, peace, strength, provision, safety, wholeness are all good things, are yours, courtesy of the Lamb of God, they're yours tonight. He paid for them all on the cross, every one of them. Refuse to accept anything less than God's provision for you. Why would you accept anything less than God's provision for you? For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above that cometh down from the Father of lights, of whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1 verse 17 tells us that. The Lord does good. The Lord sends good. The Lord will bless them that walk upright before him. Know this truth. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. All grace. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. Colossians 9 verse 8. That's what it says. That all grace may abound toward us because of the Lord. Thank God for God's word. Instead of propagating the lies of the enemy, rehearse the word of God. Rehearse the word of God. Don't rehearse the words of the devil. My this, my that, that's not yours at all. The devil give you it. Don't rehearse it to him. Rehearse your seeing. Rehearse your healing. Rehearse your filled with the Spirit. Rehearse your blessed. Rehearse them words. And let the devil hear them and let him get his ear tuned to them. Sicken him with it. For he'll sicken you if he can. So you need to sicken him. Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Never let them depart out of your mouth. Meditate upon them. Joshua 1:18, day and night. You know, if you deserve to do according to all that is written therein, then you shall make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. When you follow the word of God, there's only one thing can happen, blessing and prosperity. That's what this Bible says. I believe the Bible. All hell can say the opposite, but I'm not going by that. I'm going by God's word. Amen. If you're down, say I'm getting up. If you're sick, say I'm catching a healing. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack health. Why don't you say it tonight? I shall not lack health. Why? Because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord himself took my infirmities and carried my sicknesses, and by his stripes I'm already healed. 1 Peter 2:24, he his own self bare my sins on the cross in his own body. He being dead to sins, we should live unto righteousness. By his stripes we were healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ. My, there's so many scriptures you could read. Matthew 8, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. That word means he carried them. The Lord carried our sicknesses. People, and it's not wrong to put emphasis on salvation, it's true. But just as the Lord paid all for our salvation, the same Lord paid all for our healing on the cross. He made full provision for healing and for salvation on the cross. He's a Savior, and he's a healer, and he's a baptizer with the Holy Ghost, and he is the coming King. Hallelujah. I've quoted you 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body. On the tree that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By stripes, that means wounds, ye are healed. Ye were healed. The Lord's done it. Look at Exodus 15:26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. See, that's the thing today. People talk about all what's wrong, but they don't obey God. Derek Prince made a tremendous statement. This is what he said. And he told a bunch of young pastors this. He said, if you have counseled people several times, and they come again for counseling because the marriage is not going right, or things are not right, he said, if they haven't obeyed the word of God, don't counsel them ever again. Because when God gives us instructions, God has promised if we follow, he'll do his part. But many times, God gives instructions, but people don't do what the instruction says. The Bible says, love your wife. And then some people don't love their wife. And then problems happen. Isn't that right? That's just an example. There's many other things. And I tell you, there's people today, and they're counseling people, and they're counseling them, and they're counseling them, and they're counseling them, but they won't obey the word of God. The Bible says, repent ye therefore, Acts 2:38, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But somebody comes up and said, I don't need to get baptized. Well, they're not obeying the word of God then. Because the word of God says to get baptized. Oh, but the faith never got baptized. No, he didn't, for he was on a cross. He couldn't get down after to get baptized. But they're not on a cross. We must obey the word of God. The Bible says, bring your tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, saith the Lord, that I'll not pour a blessing on you, that there won't even be room enough to receive it. But somebody said to me recently, said, you know, when you get all the bills left, I can't pay my tithe. Well, God requires a tenth before you pay any bill. That's the Bible way. Even when they sowed the corn in the field, they took a tenth of the corn and they give it unto the Lord. And that's God's way. And God promises in this Bible that if you bring the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, is what he says. See, he will not bless you. That's the word of God. But some people I know, even preachers, don't believe in tithing. They say they can prove from the Bible you don't need a tithe. Well, that's the same as some man could say, I can prove from it you don't need to get saved either. I'm going to heaven without getting saved. Well, I believe you need to get saved. And I believe tithing's in the Bible and it's in it for a reason. Muzzle not the mouth of the ox that trieth out the corn. You imagine if you had a donkey on the thing and you were putting him round to squash out the corn or an ox and you never fed him for 3 or 4 days. He wouldn't be doing it after a week, would he? He'd be dead. Amen. When you give to God, God will bless you. You can't outgive God. You can't outgive God. Psalms 42, verse 11. Weren't thou cast down, O my soul? Weren't thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is health of my countenance and my is my God. God is health till our very countenance. I tell you, when you get the health of the countenance, it shows, doesn't it? Praise God. I shall not lack wholeness for my faith. Christ has made me whole. He's made me whole. We heard a well put on Sunday how that we're perfect through him, through what he done. We're righteous because of his righteousness. Romans 4 tells us that. It's called the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And he says, I don't impute to you your sin, but I impute to you my righteousness. So the Lord's righteousness is given to me and you. With none of our own. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. But thank God, he's given us his. You can read Luke 17, verse 19. Healed, saved, delivered, protected. I shall not lack riches. I know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that through his poverty I might be rich, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. He became poor so that we could become rich. I tell you, you think of it, when the Lord himself was here on earth, he said, the foxes have bird holes, the bird of nest, the son of man's nowhere to lay his head. And that's often the Lord of all glory. That's a whole lot different from these American big shots today, isn't it? These TV evangelists, jet planes and all sorts of stuff. One fellow said he's his own private plane. He doesn't like mixing with people going through the airport because there's too many devils in the airport. That's what a top minister said. You know, always when I hear them things, I think of Jesus. You know, when a brother John mentioned the other week about the man saying about sports and all them things would cease and cancel out, I knew that was impossible. Do you know why? That's an opposite to the Bible. You know what the Bible actually says? It says in the last days that the boasters, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than God. That's the last days. All them things will increase. And there'll be great men, men of renown. And that's what's in the world today. Look what he can do. Nobody else can do what he can do. Great men, men of renown. That's the last day prophecy from the Bible. And I'll tell you, it's happening, isn't it, before our eyes. I'll not lack, for the Lord is my refuge and strength. Psalms 46, verse 1. A very present help in trouble. Present help in trouble. I shall not lack shelter, for the Lord is a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemy. He is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, the high tower. Psalms 61, verse 3, and Psalms 82, verse 18, verse 2 as well. Thank God for the Psalms. When I was a young fellow, I never preached from the Psalms. But as I get older, I'm preaching some from the Psalms. That just seems to how it is. And I used to think, why is them boys always preaching from the Psalms? Now I'm preaching from the Psalms. Because there's blessing in the Psalms. David was inspired when he wrote the Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack mercy. Because the Lord's my shepherd. But if some boys wouldn't show you any mercy, sure they wouldn't. They'd finish you. See that boy? They'd give you a rating up. You know, William Branham saying, give a man a bunch of flowers while he's living. Don't put them on his grave when he's dead. And he said, if you can't say something good about somebody, don't say nothing about them. Amen. You know, we should stand up for one another. How many believes that? We should stand up for each other. And I'll tell you, the Lord, just like Jesus said, if you stand for me, I'll stand for you. Amen? You know, that angel came to the prophet of God and he said, you stood for me, now God's going to stand for you. And he pulled him out. He rescued him. Amen? Isn't God good? For it is the Lord of mercies that I'm not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They're near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentation 3. Verse 22 and 23. I shall not lack grace, for it is by grace I'm saved through faith, and not out of myself. It's a gift of God. His grace is sufficient for me, for his strength is made perfect in weakness. Ephesians 2, 8 and 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Thank God for grace tonight. I shall not lack goodness. For it was the Lord's goodness that led me to repentance. And I am assured that His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Romans 2:4, Psalms 23, verse 6. God's goodness. So you've got His mercy and His grace and His goodness and His healing. Why? Because the Lord's your shepherd. You need to make this personal. The Lord is my shepherd. You see, the Bible talks about our lamb, and then the Bible talks about the lamb. In the Old Testament, they brought our lamb, but then the lamb came, Christ Himself. I shall not lack goodness. It is the Lord's goodness. I shall not lack joy. Thank God for joy. Sometimes it's hard to have joy, isn't it? But I tell you, God wants us to have joy. For while weeping may endure for the night, joy comes in the morning. In His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. So I rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 16, 11. 1 Peter 1, 8. Joy cometh in the morning. Praise God. I shall not lack strength. As you get older, the devil wants to tell your strength's gone. But the Lord can renew your strength. I shall not lack strength, for the Lord is my strength and power. He makes my way perfect. He is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? 2 Samuel 22, verse 23, and Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my strength. Are you glad the Lord's your strength? You could make yourself strong. You could go to the gym and do other things. You could make yourself strong. Nothing wrong with any of that. But that could all fail you. But the Lord can give you supernatural strength. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack love. Amen. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. This was God's manifested love, the love of God toward me, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that I might live through Him. Indeed, here is love. Not that we love God, but He loved us. And He sent His Son to be the propitiation. And that means atoning victim. That's what propitiation means. He was an atoning victim. Sacrifice of our sins. John 3:16. 1 John 4:9. 1 John 4:10. I tell you, thank God for love. God is love. I shall not lack hope. Amen. I have the God of Jacob for my help, and my hope is in the Lord my God, which according to the abundant mercy have begotten me again unto lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Psalms 146, verse 5. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. I shall not lack peace. My Lord promised. He left His peace with me. His peace He gave me. Not as the world giveth, give I unto them. But the Lord gives us peace. Then He says in John 14:27, let not your heart be troubled. Because the Lord's give you peace. I shall not lack courage, nor shall I fear. The world has in some of the back of their cars no fear, but they are afraid. It doesn't take much to make them afraid. But the real Christians, no fear of death. Amen. Think of that this evening. No fear of death. The real Christian. For God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Psalm says, I will fear no evil. For He is with me, His rod and staff, they comfort me. Truly I have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but I have received the spirit of adoption, whereby I cry, Abba, Father. Now some of these I've wrote them in my own words. And I've marked the scriptures for you. You can go over all these scriptures. 2 Timothy 1, 7, Psalms 23, verse 4, Romans 8, 15. I want to read you, rehearse these over till you tonight to encourage you. I shall not lack renewed strength. Renewed strength. You can get strength and then it can go, but God can renew your strength like the eagle. For as I wait upon the Lord, he renews my strength and satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle or the rest. For the Lord makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Isaiah 40, verse 29 to 31. Psalms 103, verse 5. Psalms 23, verse 2. My loads of scriptures. There's so many blessings in the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack children. The Lord is my shepherd. For he promised that none shall be barren, nor none cast their young miscarry. Deuteronomy 7, verse 14. Exodus 23, 26. You know, many times in Africa, there's women came in the prayer lines. They couldn't have any children. They wanted children. And when they were praying for, the Lord touched them. You know, one of the times we went to Australia to one of Brian's conventions, where we're going in April, there's a woman came in the prayer line. She couldn't have any children. They told her she wasn't able to have them. And she was praying for her. And then when I got over into Melbourne and got up to preach in Brother Quasey's church that night, I got there before I even got preaching. There's a young woman came to me in the hallway and she just basically threw a baby into my arms. Scared the life out of me. And she said, "You remember me?" And I said, "No." And she said, "I'm the woman you prayed for that couldn't have the children. Here's the baby." And that was exactly the time from she's prayed for. By that time, the baby was like a year old or something like that. Just a young baby. You know, my wife can tell you, there's a sister in England in her dad's church. And she had a certain condition, and I had a dream about her. And the Lord gave me a word for her, and I prophesied it over and prayed for her. She couldn't have children either, but she's children today. And they said she couldn't have children. She had a certain condition in her womb. But she's got children. Our God can do anything. Anything. I shall not lack her companionship. Maybe you're sitting here tonight. Maybe some of you fellas look on companionship. Somebody could say you're past it. You're too old. Well, you might not be. You know, there's a fella lives at the end of the lane there at the home farm, and he never married. He's a powerful age. But I'm sure Bobby would know the age when he married at Billy Wallace. He was a fair age of a man when he married. And he had two sons. There's hope yet, brother. Praise God. Don't give in. Amen. Isn't God good? If that's your desire, it's not your desire, well then it'll not matter. But if you have a desire, God can do it. God can do it. I shall not lack comfort. For in my sorrow, for he shall not leave me comfortless. He hath sent me another comforter, the Holy Ghost. John 14, 16 and 18. Philippians 4, 11. You know what it's saying in Philippians 4, 11? I'm content in whatever state I'm in. I'm content. You content tonight? The devil wants to make you you're not content. But God wants you to be content. I shall not lack a God-planned life. Did you hear that? God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. Now, somebody else might have a plan for you, but it mightn't be God's plan. But you need God's plan. You see, I've done things that didn't please people over the years. And I separated from different people, but I did what I felt God led me to do. Not what they felt God wanted done. I had to do what I felt God wanted me to do. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 87, verse 23. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Proverbs 3, 6. When you acknowledge the Lord, I pray that every single morning. Lord, I acknowledge you. And I know you'll direct my paths. I tell you, I remember many years ago, and I'm going to close in a moment. Many years ago, my dad wasn't even serving the Lord. Backslid. And he told me, he says, "You know, Tommy, I wasn't even serving the Lord, and usually fellows were all small. and with no food in the house or nothing, and had no work. And he said he went up into the room and started reading the Bible and prayed. He wasn't going to church or anything. And a voice said to him, get up, for there's a man looking at your door, he's working for you. And he got up and he came down to the front door and he opened it. There's a man at the door and he says, I need you. Can you start in the morning to drive a digger? And he started the next morning. That's what God can do. God's able. God's able. Commit your way to the Lord. Acknowledge him. When you acknowledge him, you have to give him the preeminence. Lord, I can't do it, but you can. I'm acknowledging you. I'm committing myself into your hands. And I'm asking you to direct me. Amen. Isn't it great to get led to the Lord? I shall not lack answers to prayer. Whatsoever I ask, believing. My Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you know he'll do it. I preached to you the other week. God will hear. Matthew 21, verse 22. Isaiah 65, verse 24. God answers prayer. The devil wants to tell you he doesn't answer prayer, but God answers prayer. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack deliverance from affliction. You know the Bible says many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of the many. Oh! I tell you, last Sunday the Lord touched my knee. Then I took a sore foot. Well, God can touch the foot if he can touch the knee. God's able to do it. Amen. He's able to do it. Psalms 34, verse 19. That's what will tell you many afflictions are righteous. But the Lord deliver them out of them all. God doesn't give you depression. The devil does. But the Lord lifts you from depression. I shall not lack freedom from depression. Hallelujah! Freedom from it. I don't want it. I want the joy of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to have to close. There's so many scriptures and things. And I'm going to want us time to pray. And just mention these couple of scriptures and then we'll come and pray. The Lord upholds all that fall, raises up all those that bow down. He's a lifter of our head, you know. That's what Psalms 119:28 says. The Lord is a lifter of our heads. Psalms 145, verse 14. Psalms 3, verse 3. The Lord's a lifter of our heads. I shall not lack protection from the plagues. And even if something happens to you, God can heal you. You know, when that COVID came around, me and our Matthew got it bad. The first time round when the COVID came round. Several people in the hall got it. Tonight about the very start, we're over in Tandagee. Maybe Matthew had it just before me, and then I got it. I was out shooting with him that Saturday. And he rang me, and he was bad. And a wee man from Africa just rang me. And his wife got on the phones and started talking in tongues. Thank God for tongues. The devil hates tongues, because he doesn't know what you're saying. Him that prayeth in unknown tongues prayeth in the spirit, his understanding's unfruitful. But he's praying mysteries. And boy, she got to praying. I thought this boy could pray till I heard his wife praying. I only thought he could pray till I heard his wife praying. And I mean she prayed. My wife can tell you, she went till it. She started praying for me in the other end of that phone over in Africa. And she prayed for Matthew. And both of us was healed right there and then. He was living under the moor. He wasn't even in the room. And God healed me and he healed him the same night. And had no smell and had no nothing. And the next day all was normal. That's the truth. And I went up the road with a dog. Somebody said, it'll take you a long time getting your strength back. Well, I said, I've news for you. Mine's coming back quick. For the Lord's healed me. Amen. That's what the devil wants to tell you. It'll take you a long time. Boys, you'll be a long time. When you get saved, how long did it take you? God done it there and then. And if God performs a miracle, it takes no time. It's done. And my Bible says he's a miracle worker. You know what a wee woman used to say? I believe in miracles because I believe in God. That's why I believe in miracles. Let's come and let's pray tonight. Isn't God good? I hope you're encouraged tonight. Amen. Let's bow our heads this evening and praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name this evening, for your name's far above every other name. We speak your name over your people tonight, the name of Jesus Christ. We know there's healing in that name. Just at the mention of your name, the flowers bloom, the desert grows again. Just at the mention of your name. Lord, I pray you'll bless your word to every one of us this evening. Help us to keep on keeping on. Give us a spirit of stickability. Baptize us afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. We do acknowledge you tonight in all our ways, and we know you will direct our paths. Lord, we pray for everyone in this room. Bless them, strengthen them, and touch them. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, we pray for those that sick and suffer, and touch them and heal them. In Jesus' precious name, bless our brother John tonight. May he know your touch. May he know your strength. May he know that he's been prayed for tonight. Send your word upon him now and heal him. Deliver him. In Jesus' precious name, make him well. Make him whole. Let the anointing of God come over him and the power of God come on him. In Jesus' precious name. Pray for my own brother Philip in that hip. Lord, you need to give him a real miracle touch. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, there's others in the meeting that need a miracle touch. Lord, I pray you'll confirm your word with signs, with wonders, and divers miracles. In the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Lord, we know that it's you that does it, but we believe you can. We believe your Hebrews 13 and 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your Malachi 3 and 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. You're the same. You are the great I am, not the I was, but the I am. You're still the same. Lord, you can open blinded eyes before. You can do it tonight. You stopped the deaf ears before. You can do it tonight. You cleansed the leper before. You can do it tonight. You've never changed. You're still the same. Lord, we confess with our mouths that you're the same. We believe in our hearts that you're the same. We're saying it and believing it. Say so, as the word of God says. Lord, bless your people now. Strengthen them. Bless Brother Gary as he leads his sons. Bless his family. Lord, bless Brother Mark. Bless Big John. Bless Laurie. All these brothers and Samuel that minister your word. Bless their families. Bless every brother in this room, every sister in this room. All the boys, all the girls that stand here on a Sunday. Even children that's on our hearts, near and dear to us. That's not even in this room. It's near to us, in another country even. Send your word on them, Lord. Deliver them and set them free. We'll claim them under the token of God. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, set them free, we pray. Father, bless your people now. Bless every brother in this room. Bless every sister in this room. Save and heal and deliver, we pray. Send your word amongst us in a mighty way. Mighty move of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. Amen. Let's come and just seek the Lord tonight. Praise God.